Chapter 35.
Zagan fends them off, but he is cornered in one area of the city, unable to leave. Every day they advance, but he holds them back. We will open a hole for you to enter. Once you have fertilized the egg, bring it to Queen Lamarche too. Once she has the egg, she will return to hell. You are free to follow.
Hey, wait a second. That's not what we said before. You said we'd get a key.
Yes, you will receive the key.
But we have to follow her? I don't understand.
All will be made clear. Just be prepared.
Well, shit. I guess that meant we better be ready to do this when we brought the egg back to the donkey. The witches, apparently called cellar hags, had all retreated except the one who did the talking. I'd returned to the first floor of the building, pulling my milk-soaked body up the stairs. A giant hole had formed in the lobby, but the east side by the front doors was still solid. Banksy had collapsed the stairs when he tried to ascend, and he'd had to burrow his way back up, going through the basement wall and back into the building. Where will I find your queen? I pulled yet another beetle out of my hair. In the relative light up here, the hag was even more terrifying. Her dripping black cloak seemed to be of a different dimension, a hole in the virtual reality of the game. The cloaks were more like shawls, clutched tight to their heads. Upon closer inspection, I realized the shawl, cloak, whatever it was, and the black strands of the hag's hair were all interwoven, as if the garment was growing out of her head. Her hook nose poked from the darkness, black and covered with red, pulsing veins. While human-shaped, she still walked on all fours, though she occasionally reared up to her full height, as tall as the ceiling.
You may evoke her. Also, Lamarche True's pavilion is on your map.
I pulled up my map, and sure enough, her location had been added, a good 7 miles south of here, right in the middle of one of the danger areas known as pavilions. I realized then that the location of Andrus, the demon I was supposed to kill for Stolas, was also in one of these pavilions. The locations indicated the home bases of the demon royalty. I filed that information away. Also, this was the second time someone had mentioned evoking as a way to produce a demon lord. I had a spell when I hit level 40 called Evocation, so it wasn't something I'd be able to utilize for a while. Okay, so when are we going to do this?
We do this now. Head towards Zagan. We will stop the glazers the best we can, but some may get through. Move swiftly, as they are much more powerful than we.
What do glazers look like?
They are small but fast imps, able to leap great distances. Do not let their appearance fool you. They are the favored infantry troops of King Venea. And there are many of them.
Those are the little bastards we saw on top of the buildings when we were coming here.
I'd seen this kind of challenge before in many different games. This was a gauntlet run. We had to get from point A to B as quickly as we could, and we'd be attacked from all angles along the way. I suspected most worm surgeons playing the game would have to do this, though I didn't know what level we were supposed to be when we got to this point. We had a couple advantages. I had Clara and Banksy. The Shrill was only a couple miles away. If we followed the main thoroughfare, we'd be upon him in a matter of minutes. I guessed we moved about 15 miles per hour when I rode on the back of Banksy, though I knew he could go much faster for short sprints, and Clara could move even faster than that. I'd used up my daily invulnerable spell already, so we had to rely on good old-fashioned shooting and running. I need to kill something before we do this. I looked about for prey. I'd had to heal myself a few times, and my soul points needed to be refilled. Banksy crunched Winky right out of the air, fast as a whip. I felt the surge of soul power. I didn't receive any experience, but the soul power filled me about halfway.
Hey! What the hell?
Winky doesn't mind. She comes right back. Do you need more, Father? I can eat her again. She tastes bad, but I don't mind.
I mind?
I do need more, but let's avoid eating your best friend if we can. Try those rats over there. They were vile rats. They always traveled in groups of three. Fengxi gobbled them right up. It brought my soul power to about 95%. A minute later, Winky returned. She squeaked angrily at Fengxi.
We must do this before the sun rises, or else we cannot help you.
Okay, guys. I strolled out into the street. Heavy rain pelted into me. Tall, dark forms of the hags surrounded us. In the distance, the shrill roared. Let's do this.
Give us a moment. When you are given this signal, you run.
She pointed down the street. The wide, three-lane boulevard was littered with rusted-out hulks.
Zagan is this way.
I know where he is. I could feel him looming in the distance. If it was light outside, I knew he'd be clearly visible. What will be the signal?
You will know it when you see it. Good hunting, Worm Surgeon. Do not betray our queen. You will not like the consequences.
Yeah. Good talk. I mounted up on the back of Fengxi, and Clara took back to the air, hovering easily in the rain. In the dark, she looked like a larger version of her own familiar, a large, hovering bat. The cellar hags spread before me, rushing away like a tidal wave into the city. Fengxi, if any of these hags die near us, I want you to bite off their heads and store them in your storage vault. Just their heads, do you understand? Don't kill any yourself. Make sure they're dead before you bite. If you accidentally kill any, the queen will get mad at us. But I want their heads. I need as many of them as you can get.
Okay, Father.
Why?
They have interesting scalps. I'll explain later. An explosion rocked the night, followed a moment later by a second and a third. A mushroom cloud of dust and smoke pulsed upwards as a distant building crumbled. In the flash, I finally saw the shrill for the first time.
Holy crap! Did you see that thing?
A fourth explosion ripped through the night, lighting the Guardian once again. The shrill was about 1.5 times bigger than Bast, making him the biggest kaiju I'd seen so far. A potato-shaped golem of flesh and eyeballs and slathering mouths. A beast of nightmares, he towered as big as a mountain. A dozen tentacles erupted from the lower half of the monster, thrashing frantically. It looked as if someone had peeled the faces off of old, dead guardians and sewn them all together, creating a terrible, lumpy masterpiece of flesh and horror. Several hundred eyes of all sizes and colors dotted the exterior of the monster in just as many mouths, including one gaping maw that faced directly upward. I spent the next 5 seconds recovering from the sight of the monster before I realized that the explosions were the signal. I shook my head.
Fengxi, go! Go, go, go! Head straight for that thing while I shoot!
We surged forward, pushing into the street, dodging debris. For the first several seconds, I didn't hear or see anything except the driving rain. Then I saw them, fighting on the roof of a building. It was a hag, covered in red, biting, slashing demons. And then they were all over. 1,000 hags fending off tens of thousands of the glazers. They were everywhere. In front of us, behind us, on the buildings, to the left and right, up the walls and upon the roofs. Fengxi severed the large head off a hopefully dead hag as it flew through the air in front of us. 3 of the glazers rode her body like a damn surfboard. They went sprawling and hit the street. The yellow-tagged beasts leaped up, rushing us as we sped by. I blasted one with my rifle, finishing it off. Clara's Uzi sputtered to life, raining uneven pulses in staccato bursts. Fengxi snapped again, easily killing another. Every time he snapped, he yanked the reins right from my hands. I finally gave up and instead clutched onto the saddle's horn.
Watch out!
Clara was pointing her gun. Ahead of us, a manhole burst into the air. Dozens of the glazers poured out. We bowled over them, Fengxi snatching them up left and right. I ducked as a spear flew at my head. A spear-wielding glazer jumped onto Banksy's back. I shot it point-blank with my rifle, and it went tumbling away. As As a general rule, if a monster was green-tagged, a single shot from my Epiviper was enough to kill it outright. A yellow-tagged monster usually took anywhere from 2 to 10 shots to kill. A single shot from my gun was enough to send them skidding across the pavement, but they usually bounced right back up. It took 3 or 4 shots to kill one, and there were thousands of them. We were about 2/3 of the way there, but the distance seemed impossible. The closer we got to the shrill, the less the hags held them back. The little red monsters started rushing us from the alleys as we passed. If we weren't already moving so quickly, we'd be overwhelmed. Dead witches poured from the sides of the building, falling like rain. Their soul power flowed into me. The power meter on my gun was getting worryingly low. A dart erupted out of my shoulder. I yanked it out. I prayed it wasn't poisoned. It didn't appear so. Just painful.
Clara, focus on the ones with the blowguns and the slings, and let me borrow your knife!
Several of the cellar hags appeared, galloping alongside us, terrifyingly fast on all fours. They had some sort of shock attack where they could electrify their entire bodies and blast the glazers away with a jolt. But it had a slow recharge. A single shock was enough to kill every glazer in contact, but the dead demons were soon replaced by more of the jumping little assholes who turned the hags into pincushions.
That's enough heads, Banksy!
My worm was decapitating the dead hags indiscriminately.
Focus on the glazers!
Here!
Clara tossed the knife at me. I shouldered my depleted rifle and grasped the amplification knife with my left hand.
Banksy has low health.
I looked down in surprise to see several dozen darts sticking from Banksy's head, making him look like a hedgehog. With horror, I realized my breastplate's anti-missile enchantment was rerouting the needles into him.
Clara! Heal Banksy!
I extended the amplification knife to its full length of 7 inches. I watched as she popped one of her blood nuggets into her mouth. She was also doing a porcupine impersonation. I didn't know how she managed to stay alight. She glowed, followed a second later by Banksy. The needles pushed out of him as he was healed. I extended my grappling hook to about 3 feet, clutching the knife awkwardly in my 4 grabbers. I swung my arm like a flail, cutting easily through the approaching glazers. But it was hard to control, and I hadn't practiced this. It quickly became clear this wasn't going to be an effective weapon. Banksy and the remaining hags were in just as much danger from the knife as the glazers. I stiffened and retracted my arm. I tried a new tactic, keeping my arm rigid as I shot it out and pierced them one by one. This worked great, easily killing every monster it touched. But it wasn't fast enough.
Oh, shit.
The shrill loomed, a mountain of flesh and eyes and screaming mouths. He flung his building-sized tentacles, smashing them on the ground, causing an earthquake with each crash. No buildings stood anywhere near him. He lived upon piles and piles of pulverized rock and concrete. Between him and us was a wall of glazers, a last stand. Thousands of them, boiling directly at us, all with their spears pointed in a pike wall formation. In the center of the formation stood a towering presence. It was a large man sitting atop a dark horse. At this distance, I couldn't see the blazing name over the demon's head, but I knew who this was. King Venea.
Over and under!
Clara slung her Uzi, then soared higher into the air. She was incredibly fast, sailing over the thrown spears and darts.
Okay, Banksy, let's do it, like we practiced.
Banksy reared up, diving straight through the concrete. We burrowed. The ground here had a distinctively different feel than the last ground we'd burrowed through. We traveled much longer than before, but I could feel the speed, Banksy moving just as quickly underground as he did on the surface. We emerged into a pile of rubble, rocks smashing me in the face the moment we were above ground. I felt my nose crack as I struggled to remain in the saddle. But we were past the demons. We had done it. A wall of rubble separated us from the demons and their boss, the demon on the horse. They seemed to keep their distance from the kaiju. We'd beat the gauntlet. Notifications poured by.
Uh-oh.
I looked up in time to see the monstrous tentacle crashing down toward us.